Thank you, Lord. It's really wonderful. The answer of how to overcome is a name, Jesus Christ. It's very simple, right? Not difficult. The Lord showed us very simple this morning. If you want to overcome, then you need Christ. That's so precious this morning. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said to the Corinthians when he came to them, he said to them, I came to you not with words of wisdom, and I claim to know nothing among you except for Christ and Him crucified. That was chapter 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1 and 2. Paul knew in order to set people free out of the might of darkness, there's only one single way, only one single person who can do that, and that is the crucified Christ. He was 100% sure of this. It was clear to him that his wisdom, everything he had learned in the years before, would never be sufficient to even set one person free from the power of darkness. He knew 100% that Christ is capable of setting every person free. That was clear to hear in the gospel. And I tell you also, brothers and sisters, for overcoming, it's exactly the same. Nothing has changed. It's the same Christ who has the power to overcome everything in us. When I came to the church life, maybe 14 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that, what drew me and impressed me was that Christ was magnified, that Christ was made great. I really treasured that. I hadn't seen that anywhere else. When I came into the meeting on Sunday, all the attention was focused on Christ, and that impressed me very much. And why? Because we saw that we need the Lord. And after so many years, how many years have you been in the church? 38 years, one brother just answered. Is that sufficient to have Christ for 38 years? Is that enough? Well, Christ is still sufficient. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. If after so many years we think, it didn't work, Lord, it just didn't work, then the Father will say, well, that means you don't know my Christ. Then you still have not yet known my Christ. If you have a problem and you come to the Father, do you know what He will give you? He will give you Christ. He has nothing better, nothing more to offer. When we want to overcome, we need Christ. That's why in this meeting, it's so important that the Lord would open our eyes for Christ. This is so important. We don't have anything else to emphasize. We don't have anything else to offer. We only have one way, Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we overcome through Him. If we read Hebrews, Hebrews is written to believers who should come to maturity. And the book of Hebrews compares everything from the Old Testament to Christ. There's Moses, but Christ is greater. There are the angels, but Christ is greater. Hebrews is always leading the focus towards Christ. In Hebrews 2, we read the verse that said in Hebrews 2:18, for in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to aid those who are tempted. And now chapter 3, verse 1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider. In German it says, put your whole focus and attention upon the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. That's the goal in Hebrews, is to set our entire focus upon Jesus Christ. And that is also the goal of this conference, that our attention is focused upon this glorious Christ. We need to repent if we want to have anything else. If we think the Lord is not enough, then it's high time to repent. My experience up till now is that whenever I came to Christ, I was able to overcome. That's my experience. Sometimes it's sufficient just to call upon His name, and you will experience the power of the Lord. Sometimes I notice in our family, things get chaotic. The kids are in turmoil. Everything is... Then inwardly, I cry to the Lord, Lord, you are at peace. And then the Lord is there, and peace enters into the family situation. We need to experience Christ much, much more. Actually, the Lord showed us the true worship for this reason, with the goal that we would experience Christ in our everyday life. This was the biggest revelation for me. On one hand, to give the Father the glory, but also that Christ would become applicable for me every single day. Practical. And nothing has changed. It has to increase. I hope that it increases in all of us. I want to mention another point concerning this victorious Christ. There were two points that he overcame that, in my experience, are really difficult for me, for us. One is the world, and the second is fear. The enemy has designed the world in such a way that he does everything he can to distract you from the Lord. The system of the world has one goal: to take the glory away from God and bring it to Satan. That's the whole goal of the system of the world today. We need to see this. That's why we shouldn't mess around with the world. It's not something trivial. Later we will hear more about what the world is. But we need to see that the world has this one goal: to bring you away from Christ and to give all the honor and glory to the enemy. By the fall of sin, what did he use people for? For Satan's kingdom. People are busying themselves by worshiping Satan. But the Lord saves us to worship God. And we see that the Lord was able to completely overcome the sin and temptation of the world. In Matthew 4, when the enemy takes Jesus and puts him on a mountain, it says he showed him all the kingdoms and the riches of the world and their glory. And he said to the Lord, if you fall before me and worship me, I will give you all of this glory, all of this power. That was the temptation of the world. The enemy offered the Lord a full package, but the Lord said, get behind me, Satan. You should worship the Lord your God and serve Him alone. And dear brothers and sisters, this word is exactly the same for us today. He who is in us also overcame the world. And I hope that the Lord will open our eyes for this victorious Christ. When the enemy offers you something tomorrow, then you can say, get behind me, Satan. I am here to worship my Lord. I am here to serve my Lord. This is what we need to say to the Lord. And the second thing is that the enemy also works a lot with fear. Fear can really lame you. It can hold you back, keep you from doing things that would be good for you, to good for God. When the enemy says, be baptized, get baptized, then you have so many excuses. Well, what will my family think? That for me, that was the problem when I was thinking of getting baptized. What will they say? What will they do? I was afraid of their reaction. But it's wonderful that the Lord overcame fear. And we can say, boldly, Lord, you are my boldness. You are my courage. You have overcome all things in me. Back then when I came out of the whole religious system that I grew up in, and one night I stood before a decision where the whole family of mine was against me, and they said, you need to come to our cathedral tomorrow. And I spent half the night in prayer, and then the Lord gave me one verse. In Galatians, Paul said, I am crucified to the world and the world to me. And when I read this verse, hallelujah, I was free. I could go to sleep, and I knew the victory is won. In the Lord, we have the victory. We can say, I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. That's why I want to encourage you to ask the Lord to reveal himself to you as the overcomer. That is the most important way to get to the goal, that the Lord really reveals himself more to you. We need more revelation from this glorious Lord, this glorious Christ. Can we sing a song? 490. Song 490.